You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's get into some news around the NBA really quickly before we get into what happened in the Suns versus Mavs series and the Bucks versus Celtics series. Just really quickly want to just clean some things up. We never talked about the fact that the Sixers went home. And boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, were the post-game comments by Doc Rivers a sight to behold. The Sixers home again before the conference finals. Once again, for context, for folks who aren't paying attention to the history of this, the last time Philly won a second round series was when Allen Iverson did the step over Ty Lue in 2001. That is 21 years ago. That's how long it's been since Philly has done anything of note in the playoffs. Nobody has disappointed more in the NBA in the last 20 years than the Philadelphia 76ers. I mean, even the Lakers. I can't think of any team that's had as many expectations but has performed as poorly under the big lights. Turn them lights down! Turn those lights down! As Philly has. Since 2001, this team has been bounced in the first round or second round 12 times, including 4 times in the past 5 years. Jesus Christ, that's horrible. No finals appearances in 2 decades, no titles in 38 years. Since the Sixers made it past the second round, there's been 18 different NBA teams that have made the finals. And not you, Philly, and not you. Gross. And yet, this is the thing that kills me. This is the one of the reasons of many that I can't stand Sixer fans, like these version of Sixer fans. Like, if you talk to Sixer fans, they'll come at you like they have 27 rings. They've got all of the annoying swagger of Golden State Warriors fans without any of the corresponding recent success. F*** you, Philly. You would think Dr. J had been like a recent phenomenon, how these Sixers fans, how these Sixers media, or at least some of them, act. This is a train wreck of a franchise, and they have nowhere to go from here. And now they have to wrestle with the idea, the notion of signing James Harden, with the notion of whether they bring back Doc Rivers, rolling that ass back out there doing nonsense. Who wants to run it back with Doc Rivers? Get out of here. Why do I not like, and Doc Rivers is a fine person. Like, if Doc Rivers, God forbid, was to hear this, I want to preface this by saying, like, I like him as a human being. He's a nice guy, has a good golf swing. He uses it a lot. Doesn't use it a lot in June, just want to say. Nothing, though, is ever Doc Rivers' fault. You get coaches, when they get bounced, they're like, listen, we weren't ready to go, and that's on me. Monty Williams was out there saying that the Suns lost because I didn't have them prepared. That's my fault. At the end of the day, when it all comes down, it falls on me. Doc never thinks anything's his fault. It's everyone's fault. It falls on all of us. Doc, yes, it's a team game, but at the end of the day, you're the man. You're the leader of the platoon. You are the guy on the front lines. The first person in the firing squad is and only will be you. No matter if it's your fault, no matter if your point guard passed up an open layup or not, it falls on you, sir. And the fact that you... Another thing that I don't like, the side road, it's like Doc Rivers is just learning about how bad his reputation is around the NBA. It's like he just stumbled upon Twitter and how everyone thinks about him as being a bad coach. It's like he's just now annoyed to the point where he's addressing these things we've been talking about for 5 years. Doc Rivers, do you know that you've blown like 11 straight game sevens? Like something crazy, 11 elimination games? Like, you didn't know that we've been talking about this? We've been killing you online since you were in Los Angeles, sir. We've been killing you since you got one ring in Boston, sir. It's been a minute. And when he found out about this, he's like, oh, yeah, you see, I mean, Orlando, did you see Orlando's roster? Dog, you are getting killed. This is not new. And yet, for some reason, Doc Rivers doesn't believe that this is a results-based business. I try really hard. Nobody's more confident. Yeah. Yeah, he said, I try really hard, guys. Me too. Me too. Like, sometimes, though, you're just out over your skis, my man. And nobody feels more confident somehow, some way in his job security than Doc Rivers and his measly one ring. Despite so many of the problems that this team that has fallen on Doc Rivers' shoulders. I don't know, like blowing up players, throwing them under the bus, making them never want to come back to your franchise after a series ends, like deciding to play Joel Embiid with a torn thumb in a fourth quarter up 30 to the Toronto Raptors in a closeout game in the waning moments, like constantly deflecting blame even when things are very clearly Doc Rivers' fault. Here is what Doc Rivers had to say after the series ended. It's unreal.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it. Because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again, this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
It's a results-based business. And that's
it is, but you don't do it every year. Every time you're wrong, should you lose your job? No. So it's the same thing, all right? But listen, if you believe that, then go with it. I know what I did this year, and I feel very good about that. But again, if you believe that, Howard, then you just run with it.
Did you be clear, you plan on still opting in?
Say it again?
To be clear, you plan on still opting in the
year? I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here. Whatever makes this team, you know, whatever allows this team to continue to grow and get better and do the things necessary to win and compete at the highest level.
James, you said the ball didn't get to you. Does the coach call plays to try to get the ball to you?
Next question.
He also said in the middle of that game 7, I realized the Miami Heat were just a better team than us. What? Excuse me? I do a really good job. I try really hard. This clip, by the way, is amazing. Why is it amazing? Because there's a little bit of Odyssey, Entercom, radio, inside the company history here. My man Howard Eskin is the one asking Doc Rivers the question. Howard Eskin, 70-plus years old, been covering the Philadelphia 76ers as a staple for a very long time, also happens to be the father of WFAN program manager Spike Eskin, and nobody gets under Doc Rivers' skin more than Howard Eskin. Howie won't even refer to Doc as Doc. He calls him Glenn. He refuses to say the word Doc Rivers because there's only one Doc in Philadelphia, and that's Dr. J. Holy. And Spike, his son, told me, you can feel when my dad's about to ask a question to a coach because all of the life drains out of their face before he even asks said question. The only thing left that Doc has is the fact that Daryl Morey doesn't want to fire outwardly. Listen, Daryl Morey doesn't want Doc Rivers on this as his coach. We know that. We know who Daryl Morey wants. It's not a secret. He wants Mike D'Antoni. Embiid wants Mike D'Antoni. James Harden wants Mike D'Antoni. Is Mike D'Antoni the right fit? I don't know. Probably not. But we know for a fact that Daryl Morey and the rest of the squad is not rolling with Doc Rivers. But Daryl Morey's like, I can't fire him right now. But Daryl Morey says he's going to keep Doc Rivers. The Doc Rivers is a long-term coach for the Philadelphia 76ers. And if you believe that, given what we've heard and what we know about Daryl Morey, who is a fucking liar, I have some beachfront property in Montana to sell you. I do. This is what, to recap, Morey said. He's a great coach. I love working with him. I feel like I'm learning from him. I think Elton Brand and I make a very good team. We're going to see where this journey takes us, but we feel very good about where it's going to take us. It's going to be where we have a very good chance to win a title. Pause. And that's a lie. People in the know think Doc Rivers is headed to the Lakers because why? Doc Rivers loves nothing more than sunny weather and good golf courses, and Philadelphia has neither. And the Sixers are only waiting around because they want to figure out a way to finagle the Lakers to give them something back, to get rid of a guy they already want to get rid of. They want the good old Doc Rivers gets traded from Boston to L.A. thing. Like, just do it again. Let's just do it again 16 years later, folks. The problem is that the Lakers have almost no trade assets to move. To add insult to injury, Ime Udoka is the third coach to leave the Philadelphia 76ers as an assistant coach since 2016 and make the conference finals in his first 2 years as a head coach. Yikes. That's Mike D'Antoni, that's Ime Udoka, and that's Monty Williams. Will Doc be back in Philly? I fucking hope not. Don't bet on it. But what's that old saying? Like, the definition of insanity is this doing the same thing over and over again, thinking the results are going to be different. We know this Philadelphia fan base is insane. If they bring back Doc Rivers and they do a long-term contract extension on a max deal with James Harden, the city will go up in flames. Like, the Joker? And here we go.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.